This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. House of Representatives investigators continue their impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump on Friday. The Intelligence Committee will hold a closed-door meeting with Inspector General Michael Atkinson. He initially labeled a whistleblower complaint about Trump's July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of urgent concern. AP correspondent Matt Small reports that as the impeachment inquiry moves forward, the Trump administration is pushing back.
The White House counsel's office is preparing to send a letter as soon as today to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, formally objecting to the House impeachment investigation. According to a person familiar with the matter, the Trump administration is expected to say it won't cooperate because the probe began without a vote of the House.
That was the AP's Matt Small. Trump asked Zelensky to open a corruption probe into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, who was on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. Biden is currently running for president. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff warned President Trump in Thursday remarks.
Any effort the administration makes to obstruct our ability to get the facts on the president's effort to coerce Ukraine into helping his campaign will only add to the body of evidence on a potential article involving the obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
Earlier this week, Schiff vowed to subpoena the White House by week's end if administration officials refused to turn over documents related to the president's phone call. Iraqi security forces opened fire on an anti-government protesters gathering in Baghdad Friday for a fourth day of demonstrations against unemployment, poor public services, and corruption. No casualties have been reported. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam banned protesters from wearing masks in the latest restriction by the pro-China government on the territory. Lam announced the ban Friday and condemned the escalation of violence recently after 4 months of anti-government demonstrations.
This regulation targets rioters or those resort to violence. That's why the regulation contains defense and exemptions to cater for legitimate needs to wear a mask. And we believe that by so doing, we have struck the necessary balance.
Ahead of Lam's announcement, thousands of masked protesters marched in the center of Hong Kong, calling for greater democracy and freedoms.
Wearing masks by itself is also a personal freedom. So to ban this will just make Hong Kong people even more angry and come out like this.
The mask ban takes effect Saturday and applies to people at illegal gatherings who use violence. Lam said she would go to the legislature later to get legal backing for the rule. It's the next phase of negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban to end the U.S.'s longest-running war. Delegates from both parties are said to be resuming bilateral talks soon. The announcement was made by Pakistan's foreign minister, but so far, President Trump appears noncommittal. The president abruptly canceled the Afghan peace process in early September. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Montenegro on Friday to show support for the NATO ally. Pompeo met Montenegrin President Milo Djukanovic and other leaders. He also announced the two countries are finalizing their biggest bilateral arms deal.
And I'm pleased to report that just this week, the U.S. offered an agreement to Montenegro for the largest sale of military equipment in the history between our two nations. The United States looks forward to delivering $36 million worth of light tactical vehicles to our NATO ally once this agreement is finalized.
Pompeo also thanked Montenegrin leaders for their support for the U.S.'s diplomatic efforts in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and Iraq. Later Friday, Pompeo is due to visit North Macedonia and travel to Athens, Greece. More than 500 Burundians are heading home after spending time in three Tanzanian refugee camps. On Thursday, the first wave of Burundians fleeing violence and unrest over the last few years began their journey back to their home village. They are among thousands who fled the small Central East African country's political unrest, which erupted in 2015. More international headlines for you on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.